their job is not yet finished, I think we ought to applaud our musicians and sound crew for their ministry to us this morning and across Christmas. Let's put our hands together and thank them. Well, it is a Merry Christmas indeed, and this Christmas and every Christmas, I want you to know that the Bible is a real book about a real God who sent a real Son to rescue real sinners from real evil. The Bible is not a fairy book. It is a real book you can trust, for it reveals to us a God we can trust. I'm just going to lead us in prayer now before my Christmas message. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you that you speak to us in your word. Help me to explain the message of Christmas clearly this morning, that we might wonder and embrace your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guess what? A few weeks ago, my precious grandson was born. And here's a picture of Jeremiah. Isn't that a cute picture? I mean, you would expect him to look cute, wouldn't you? Okay, precious Jeremiah Richard Charleston. And here's a picture of Grandma with Jeremiah at the hospital bed, next to the mother at the hospital bed at St. George Public Hospital. And wait for it, here's Grandpa. All right? Now, I want you to notice the paternal skill that just holding the baby. Can you see that? It looks very impressive, doesn't it? Well, one of the things I find myself doing, and it's taken me a bit by surprise, is that I'm starting to go into shops at Westfield Miranda that I haven't been into for a long time. And one of those shops is the toy shop. The toy shop. And here's a toy lawnmower. Don't you love that? It's never too young. You're never too young to learn how to mow the lawn. Okay, so I'm thinking about getting Jeremiah one of these one day. But I particularly, out of all the toys in the toy shop, I particularly got excited about this one. Have a look at this one. A Mustang. What do you think about that? In fact, I was so excited about it, guess what I did? I bought it. Isn't that terrific? I'm so excited about this Christmas gift. Let me demonstrate how it works. Ready? Watch. What do you reckon about that, eh? Now, what about this one? This is for, I come from Western Sydney originally. I love this. Okay, I love that, right, in a car. It's good. And this button too. Isn't that fantastic? Now, I reckon that this is terrific. Now, you might say, well, Mark, the age, it says 3 and up. Well, he's 4 weeks, isn't he? Okay, he's 4 weeks old. And Jeremiah doesn't know this yet. He doesn't know this, but his grandpa has a racing track opposite his house. Now, you know it as the courtyard here at church. But it's really Grandpa's racing track. And Grandpa also has an indoor racing track. You may not know what it is. In fact, I've got two of them, the church hall and the church building. Okay? The church hall and the church building. In fact, this afternoon, I won't say it. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, Mark, you didn't get that for Jeremiah. You got this gift for yourself. Is that right, Pam?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I got it for myself. Well, look, I'm not going to enter into that argument. But can you imagine, even if I saved that up, I'm going to give it to the parents of Jeremiah tomorrow when they come over, but even if I saved it up for a year and gave it to Jeremiah next Christmas, you know what's going to happen? He's going to be more interested in the wrapping paper than the Mustang. Can you believe that? More interested in the wrapping paper than the gift. And there's something, research has been done on this, and babies are actually very fascinated and distracted by things like wrapping paper at the age of one. And you know what? Grown-ups can be the same. You may have had this experience at Christmas, because I really, one of my pet hates at Christmas is when I buy a beautiful gift for someone and I wrap it and they take forever to open it. Why? Because they're so concerned about not tearing the paper, right? They don't want to tear the paper, and so it takes forever to open the gift. Even grown-ups can be distracted by the wrapping paper in a very different sort of way, when the main game is the gift. But you know what? It can get even worse than that at Christmas time. At Christmas time, we can be distracted by God's gift. And not only distracted, but we can completely ignore God's gift. At Christmas time, many Australians can completely ignore God's gift. We can be attracted to the culture of Christmas. We can be attracted to Christmas trees and lights. We can be attracted to the shopping, attracted to the food, attracted to toys like this Mustang, right? We can be distracted and we can ignore what God wants us to know about the greatest gift of all. Now, 2,000 years ago, we've just heard actually, both in the animation and in Stephen's Bible reading, 2,000 years ago, shepherds were the first witnesses to the birth of our Saviour Jesus. Let me read to you from Luke's Gospel again. The angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." Now, some of you have heard this story about my mother before, but my dear old 94-year-old mum, who loves Jesus, one day went to Bethlehem many years ago. And when she was at Bethlehem, she noticed that even today there are shepherds with sheep outside the town of Bethlehem. And they were living not in the open air, but in tents. And my mother's always curious. She's too curious sometimes. And she went inside the shepherd's tents, and you know what she discovered? TV sets. They were watching TV by satellite. And you wouldn't believe what they were watching. Neighbours. They were watching Neighbours on TV in their tents outside of Bethlehem. Well, I can guarantee that 2,000 years ago, the shepherds weren't watching TV. What were they watching? They were watching something better. They were watching God's TV screen, if you like, the angels majestically proclaiming that a Saviour is born in Bethlehem. And notice that this passage from Luke chapter 2 tells us some very, very special things about the Saviour. We're told the angels say to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news." Now that word good news, or those words, is one word, gospel. You often hear Christians talking about the gospel. That means the good news. Christianity is not good advice. Christianity is good news for rebels like you and me. The Bible teaches that we've all ignored God, we've all rejected God, we've all rejected Him, and we deserve His judgment. But the good news is that God has sent a Saviour. He sent a Saviour for us. And notice that this good news is also good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Now, joy is a wonderful word, J-O-Y, only three letters. Did you know that joy is different from being happy? See, happiness depends on our circumstances. When our circumstances are favourable, we're happy. When they're not favourable, we're sad. But joy does not depend upon our circumstances. Joy is knowing that we're loved and secure, even if we're not happy. You can actually be full of joy and very sad at the same time. You can know that you're loved and secure in God's love, even in the most unpleasant and hostile circumstances. And there's many Christians around the world today whose lives are being threatened this Christmas morning because of their faith in Jesus, but they have a joy. They are not happy about their circumstances, but they know that they're loved by God and are secure in his love. How do we find joy at Christmas? Well, we've got to get the letters right. J-O-Y. Jesus, others, yourself. So often at Christmas, we put it around the wrong way. Y-O-G, Y-O-J, Yodge, okay? All right? We put ourselves first at Christmas rather than putting Jesus first at Christmas, which is why we rarely experience joy. And notice that this good news gospel of great joy is for everyone's attention and reception. Notice again, the angel says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Now, one of the wonderful things when you stand up the front as a minister in a church, you can actually see the different ethnic groups that make up the congregation. We've got people here from Ireland, okay? We've got people here from China, from Hong Kong, from England. We've got people here from all parts of the world. All parts of the world, even Iran. Wonderful to have people from all over the world here celebrating Christmas today. Did you know that the good news of great joy is for all ethnicities, for all cultures? God's message transcends culture. God's message is bigger than our cultures. And in fact, the Bible teaches that God's good news, his gospel, critiques our cultures. It helps us to see where we go right and where we go wrong in relation to our relationship with him. It is a message for all people. And notice that the angel goes on to say, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a saviour. Now, recently we've seen some vivid examples of sacrificial saviours, haven't we? People who have risked their lives to rescue others. And we're so thankful for them. We're so thankful for those who save others and for those who save us. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is the saviour par excellence. In fact, the name Jesus means God saves. He is the saviour. And we're also told in Luke chapter 2 that he is a saviour who is Christ. Now, I mentioned earlier that Christ means being king. Christ is not Jesus' surname. Jesus was not born to Mr. and Mrs. Christ in Bethlehem, right? Christ is a title. It's a bit like Mark the minister or Fred the pianist or Michael the doctor, right? Christ is not a surname, it's a title, and it means God's promised king. And that's why Jesus was born in Bethlehem, because Bethlehem, it's not much of a town. It's very, very tiny. Even today, it's tiny. If you've ever been to Bethlehem, it's actually very, very tiny. But it was very significant in God's eyes, because this was the place where the great King David was born. And back in the Old Testament, God promised King David that he would create a dynasty that would last forever from King David. And so Jesus is born in Bethlehem, the town of David. And notice that not only is Jesus a saviour who is Christ, but he is Christ the Lord. That is, he is God himself in the flesh. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul writes, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that we might receive adoption. Now, in a group this size this morning, and I'm not going to ask you to put up your hand, obviously, but in a group this size, there's no doubt at least 1, 2, 3, 5 more people that have been adopted. You may be the adopted child of adopted parents. And I think adoption is a wonderful thing. A friend of mine once said to me about adoption, he said, "Specially chosen, specially loved." That's the wonderful thing, isn't it, about adoption? But you see, before we put our trust in Jesus, we're not adopted. We're not part of God's family, but we become part of God's family by trusting Jesus. And that is one of the, well, that is the gift of Christmas, to become part of God's family. Many years ago now, I used to live outside the Shire. It's hard to think about living outside the Shire, isn't it? Anyone here this morning from outside the Shire, by the way? We've got a few people. Okay, welcome. Good to see you. Okay. But I used to live outside the Shire, you know. And when our boys were young, we used to drive from Epping to Windsor for fish and chips. And you know the famous Windsor fish and chip shop, which is closed now. But we used to love going there. And on the way, we would pass a church building which had a sign like this: "The wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. Now, I like church signs, but I didn't like this sign. Let me tell you why I didn't like this sign. I mean, its words are from the Bible, but I didn't like this sign because it only gives you half the message. Because in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, here's the message: "The wages of sin is death, comma, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's really important to know the problem, but you've also got to have a solution, don't you? And Romans 6 verse 23 gives us both. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's why Christmas is such a celebration. Jesus was born at Christmas so that he could die for us at Easter. Now, if you were here last night for one of our services, you're not allowed to answer this question, right? Can you see the two trees at the front of the church building? No. Not plants, but two trees. Can you see one tree? Yeah, the Christmas tree, okay? It's where we put our gifts at Christmas. You've still got time. My name is spelled M-A-R-K, right? Still got time. We put our gifts under the Christmas tree at Christmas. But the Bible talks about another tree. And it's this one. Look at my finger. The Bible says that Jesus died on the tree, a metaphor, an image for the cross. You see, at Christmas time, we put our gifts under a Christmas tree, but at Easter time, God puts his greatest gift on a cross. At Easter time, God puts the greatest gift in the world on the cross. And that's why we celebrate and sing Joy to the World. And so, friends, this Christmas time, don't be distracted. Don't be distracted by the wrapping paper. Don't be distracted by things that are unimportant. And certainly don't ignore Jesus, the King. But I love this picture of this young girl. May your eyes be open, okay? May your eyes be open to Jesus, the Saviour. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." And if you want to accept the gift of Jesus this Christmas. You can do that by praying this prayer that's inside your brochure. Please take these brochures home with you today and read them. And you can pray this prayer in the quietness of your own heart and mind to accept God's gift, God's Christmas gift this year, the Christmas gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to sing again now, and this song, you'll recognise the tune, okay? But the words might surprise you. Please stand as we sing, Jesus Saves.